You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
Hi, this is Anthony Capozzoli with the How to Tour Italy radio show, and I'm here to tell you I just did one of the coolest things I've done in Italy, and I say that a lot, but this one is truly unique, and it's unique because we got the opportunity to drive one of those cool little cars, Fiat 500. In fact, what was his name? Giacomo.
We were driving Giacomo,
and I'm sitting here with Sophie. She is the owner of the 500 Touring Club, and the website, just to get that out of the way early, is 500, the number, so 500 Touring Club, T-O-U-R-I-N-G, club.com.
Correct.
So check this out. It's a great website, and you can do one of the coolest things you'll do in Italy, actually, and it's here in Florence. And so we're going to talk a little bit about what the great options are, what we're able to do today. So with that, thank you so much for being part of the show.
Hey, you're welcome.
It was wonderful, Sophie. So let's talk a little bit about what got you started. What was your motivation to start this very fun and unique organization or your business, 500 Touring Club?
Well, my first car, Anthony, was a Fiat 500, which I bought maybe 7 years ago now in a fishing village in Italy. And when I moved back to London, I couldn't bear to leave Topsy, she's called, behind. So I took her back to England with me, and then, of course, she became the star of anywhere she went and got invited me to all sorts of sort of parties and so on. So I kind of got into this whole vibe and this cult following that the car had. And then I wanted to start up another business. And, yeah, I had this idea of touring, and I knew Florence very well. I already spoke Italian, so it was a kind of combination of a number of facets of my personality, should we say.
Well, it's really worked out quite well because it was a blast. And let's actually start with the garage, where you park all of the different cars. And because that's a unique historical experience in and of itself. It's the stable.
That's right.
Or it was the stables, rather, for Palazzo Vecchio.
Yes, dating from the 1400s. So inside it's all stone and renovated arches. And I like to think of it now as my Fiat 500 stable.
Exactly.
That's right.
It's really cool. And I'll tell you, when you guys come and take the tour, and all of you should absolutely do that. The first thing you should do when you get to Florence, don't take a walking tour with How to Tour Italy. Drive in the 500 Touring Club because it's that awesome. Do that first.
Yeah.
And then do the How to Tour Italy walking tours. But the cool thing is the stables, as we'll call them, are amazing because the cars are parked so neatly and there's some lights in the back that are a different color. So it's really a unique garage experience, if you will. And you'll love it. Take your pictures and then use Photoshop to make them black and white and sepia tone because people want to download these pictures that you take because they're phenomenal, actually.
It is. I have a lot of photographers who come specifically to do tours with me and take the cars out and take a lot of photographs of the garage, of course. And I trained as an architect, so part of my passion, my expression is in that place.
Yeah. Well, it's worked out tremendously because that was the first thing that caught our eye. I mean, we found you very easily because you are so well ranked on TripAdvisor. And what number are you on a pretty consistent basis?
Between 1 and 5.
Which is outstanding. And then we all know that TripAdvisor is a very, very important tourism kind of portal, if you will. So congratulations. That's quite an accomplishment.
Well, I didn't even know it existed when I first started my business, but I said, thank God it does.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I think 90% of my business now comes through that website.
Oh, yeah. They have, they can make or break someone's career, that's for sure. And it's
and
good.
Too right, you know. I think it's really sharpened up a lot of the services, especially here in Italy where people are getting extremely complacent. Customer service was really dropping off. And I think the combination of things like TripAdvisor and this recession is really offering the opportunity to people who are developing things that really are about the customer to kind of shine through. And I really appreciate what's happening with TripAdvisor.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And they do a good job kind of sharpening the tools for people, if you will, or forcing people to sharpen the tool, which is great. And so real quick, let's go over the names of the cars.
Yeah, they're all named after people, characters, I like to say, really, who helped me develop the business. So there's Paola, who's my terribly feisty red car. She's named after my naughty accountant, who is cigarette smoking. You know, on the phone, driving at the same time, and smoking and talking accountants. Then there's Roberto and Giacomo. Those are guys who helped me renovate the cars because obviously they're all from the 60s. So when I bought them, there was a certain amount of work to be done there. There's Anna, who was the permit lady. who helped me with all the rubber stamping, including the odd moment of tip-exing in the official office.
Yes.
Who else have I got there? Sergio and Adriana, who are actually in their 70s, a lovely couple down on the Tuscan coast who own a restaurant. They've owned it for years. They're a real golden family. And when I was starting up the business and looking for the cars, they put me up, basically, in their restaurant. And I would sleep above the restaurant. They'd feed me, and I'd go out looking for these cars. And
see, that's the thing, too, about Italy. Where else in the world can you find something like that? Where you can live above a restaurant, the family takes you in, treats you as one of their own, and feeds you.
Yeah, they're adorable.
That's one of those things that makes Italy so wonderful. But
They came and christened the cars as well. When Adriana and Sergio, I invited them up to Florence, and we bought them champagne and some flowers, and we had this whole kind of naming ceremony, a bit like a boat. We were sprinkling champagne, and they loved it. They think that's completely mad.
No, that's great. And today, we had the opportunity to drive Giacomo, which was great. And we usually took up the rear, and that's where we liked it, actually, to kind of be in the back of the pack, which was great. But what was wonderful about that is at first, there's a bit of a kind of a driving lesson, because you have to learn how to double clutch.
Right.
And it was pretty simple. I took pictures, and Kristen actually went to the driving class. Kristen drove the car the entire time from start to finish.
It's easier than you'd think, the whole double clutching thing. I mean, the Italians, go crazy when I say, I let people drive the Fit 500. And they say, well, what about the double clutch? Well, you know, really, it's not that hard. I think there's a big macho thing that they've been perpetuating this myth for a very long time, that it's very difficult to drive these cars, when in fact, it just takes a little bit of practice.
Yeah, just a little bit. In fact, about 5 minutes in, Kristen was rocking it out. You couldn't even feel the gear shift after that. So it was pretty cool. But you also have I'm not going to call it a mock car, because it's a real car, but it's a car that's kind of chopped in half. Mm. And people learn how to drive the double clutch there. So it's a really kind of
it's my NASA
process.
Simulator, Anthony.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a simulator.
I don't know what you're saying, half car. It's a NASA simulator.
NASA simulator. Yeah. And it works, because Kristen
sound
was driving like a dream.
Sound effects
included. It's awesome. And you get to do the tour, and you drive around in. So maybe, before we get into kind of the different tour options, we can talk. Maybe you have a really cool system. You were able to talk in the lead car to the others in the other vehicles with kind of a handheld.
Yeah, it's a walkie-talkie system. It's pretty easy. We tend to say it only works one way. Of course, it does work two ways.
Right.
We don't really like people talking back. Anthony. So we just say, just listen and wave and beat your horn, and try and entertain you as little or as much as we feel appropriate.
Exactly.
There's lots of other things to do in this city where you've got fabulous guides, and whilst we do give out quite a lot of very good information, our tour is basically about having fun.
Yes.
So, and people need to drive. So, and they want to chat to each other. So we like to point out things, but we don't want to take the place of a walking tour or anything else. Ours is about a little bit of adrenaline and getting out of the city.
And it's a wonderful combination, because you do get the tidbits and the culture and the history as you drive by palaces. Galileo's house today, we drove by. But also, the rush of driving the Fiat 500 is wonderful, and you get to see these wonderful winding roads, starting in the tour that we did today up and around Piazzale Michelangelo, but more importantly, kind of out in the Chianti region, and you're driving
on
these little streets.
Where you can't go unless you're in a Fiat 500 or a bike.
Exactly.
Yeah. Maybe not even a bike. Some of them quite steep.
Yeah, they are steep. And all of a sudden, we're going down, and we were kind of looking at each other like, are we going to fit? And then we're like, oh, this is a Fiat 500. It'll be no problem. And sure enough.
Those are two-way, those streets, we were doing, which is, I always find quite amusing.
I know. So let's talk a little bit about some of the options people have, because we did the wine tasting option today, and I know there are a couple of different options, so maybe we can review those.
So the options start from the pit stop tour, which is what we consider our budget tours. We kind of wanted to have something in there that was available really to students. There's a lot of young people here in the city that their parents maybe come to visit them and so on. We wanted something where four people could get together, rent a car, enjoy a tour, and it wouldn't kind of cost them more than an evening drink. And then it goes up from there to the classic tour, which takes a little bit longer. There's the panoramic photo stops. But it takes a similar route, so you're not missing out on anything. You just get a little bit more time, and there's actual stops. Then it goes again, same route onto the wine tasting, where we actually go to the villa, so it's more of a destination. And we call it wine tasting, but as you experienced today, there's the food, there's the olive oil, there's the guy who runs the farm. It's not just a wine tasting by any stretch of the imagination.
It was a wonderful wine tasting, too, because we were able to taste it, which is nice. So let me just preface this. This isn't the kind of wine tasting like that some Americans might be used to in Napa, where it's you consume as much possible wine as you can, you roll into the limousine, and off you go. So you're going to be driving back. So the wine tasting is a controlled environment. You taste some quality vintage wines from a very small winery here in the Chianti region.
It's the only vineyard that's in the province of Florence. The only people that produce wine and olive oil in the whole of the kind of central province here of Florence.
Yeah, it was great. We tried, let's see, a white, a red, and then a sweet white.
Sweet wine, yeah.
And then the olive oil, which, for me, I have to be honest, I loved the wine. The wine was delicious, but the olive oil today was just off the charts. I mean, if I had to smuggle something back in my luggage, it would be a case of that olive oil. It was fantastic.
You should come back in November when it's just come in from the fields. And, I mean, it's this kind of neon green color. And when they take the lid off the vat, it kind of fills the room with this smell of olive. Wonderful.
Gosh, it was great. And then all these wonderful descriptions about what you're tasting. And so it's a really fun, if you like wine, and everyone does, in olive oil, this is a great way to go because you get such a different experience getting there and getting back. And in the winery itself, I have to say, the property was just absolutely fabulous.
It's stunning, isn't it?
There was an original lock and a door that's from the 14th century.
1400, so 15th century.
So 15th century.
That's right.
And I took a picture of it. I'm not a good photographer, but because it's such a beautiful lock, it's going to look like a good picture.
I've never pointed that out before. I don't know what came over me today, but I just saw it there with the door open, and the lock is quite special.
It's amazing. And then not only that, with the original, I'm going to call it a pizza oven. It could be used as a pizza oven. Yeah. But it was an outdoor
oven.
The village bakery. It was phenomenal. And then we were down in the original cellar, and we were in the base of the original tower.
Which was medieval, so that's from the 1200s.
It was great. And this just overlooking this phenomenal valley. And let's not forget the simple fact, too, which being history buff, I'm fascinated. And this is also important at this time right now in Florence. They're celebrating Galileo because it's 400 years that he invented the
telescope.
Microscope.
So he was doing his first observations of the moon and the stars and making watercolors at this time. And part of our tour could be called a Galileo tour, really. I mean, we go right up to where he was doing those very early paintings, where he was living, where he was under house arrest, where his daughter was sent. And it's not changed very much. I mean, the houses have been repainted, but the form and the layout of those streets and villas is as Galileo would have seen it 400 years ago.
Which is amazing. And it's beautiful because you pull over and you get to see this wonderful valley, and you get to stand and look where Galileo stood and deciphered that this is, in fact, a heliocentric universe, which is something quite nice, actually.
Well, I've never heard anyone else say heliocentrism like you have. I thought it was just me that knew that word. Right. I'm very impressed, Anthony.
Thank you very much.
It's American that speaks English.
That's right.
Sorry.
It's a shock, I know. It's great. And very shortly after that, so we get to see that wonderful view where Galileo did his studies, scientifically speaking. You drive by his home, and then you get to go experience this wonderful property, the vineyards and the olive orchards, and then you do the wine tasting, and it takes, about an hour, I think?
Yeah, we were there for an hour. And if we're there on a picnic tour, we're there for an extra hour, which is the kind of tour up from the one that you did today.
Yeah.
And that's where we enjoy the panoramic pool and have a swim, which, I mean, considering how hot it was today, I wish we were on the picnic.
Oh, for sure. So let me just describe what that means with the picnic tour. We're talking about a pool that's set on a property that overlooks this valley that's filled with vineyards and olive orchards. And if you can close your eye and think in your mind's eye, a Tuscan countryside, this is the most pristine perspective. Monet himself couldn't paint a better vision of it if you would grab the essence of a Tuscan countryside.
Yeah.
So this is where we're standing, and right behind you is this wonderfully cool pool that you get to do the wine tasting, a bit of lunch, have a swim, driving there in a Fiat 500, and then, of course, driving back into the city center. So I can't think of a better
way
to spend it.
And everyone loving you the whole way around.
Exactly, and that's the other thing, too.
That's the key thing.
You're kind of a rock star, really, on the tour, right?
It's all about the shades and looking good.
It's because we were driving on the way out of town, on the way into town, everybody we passed waved, honked, or took a picture.
Yeah. And the Italians love you, which is the key thing for me, you know, to be here in a host nation and to be welcome to that level. Like, people enjoy me and what I'm doing and what I bring to the city, and that's you know, that's wonderful for me. And then that transfers to my guests, because instead of feeling like a tourist, you then feel like a welcomed guest in a city, and people want to share their time with you and their experience, and they come up to you and say, I had a car like this, and it was blue, and it was, you know, and you've got a bridge into their lives.
Indeed. And we stopped at Piazzale Michelangelo. Mm-hmm. We parked the cars. We lined them up at the base of the steps at Piazzale Michelangelo. When you come here, you know what I mean. You can't miss the steps. And we parked, and people were coming up out of the woodworks to stand by the cars, take pictures, talk to us.
Yeah.
And it was very cool. We took a picture standing next to our vehicles, the Fiat 500s, and behind us on the steps, all the people kind of stood up and applauded, which is pretty cool. So we were on like a little touring club. It's just a really unique experience, the kind of thing that should certainly make the list of something to do when you're here in Florence, for sure. If you're not going to – if you only have one day in Florence, this probably should be the thing you should
do. It's a good overview.
Yeah, it's great, because you get a taste of the city itself,
and
you make the Italian part of driving pretty easy, because you get out of town pretty quickly.
And also it's a very carefully calculated route. I don't know if you noticed, but most of our turns were right turns. It's like a very large loop. And right, turning right is great in the city, because you drive on the right and everyone goes round. So the less you turn left, the less stressful it becomes.
Indeed. And you do drive in a... I'm going to call it a convoy, for lack of a better term. And it's funny, because the Italian drivers know it must be a tour, because you don't see four or five pristine Fiat 500s in a row, ever.
No.
And if you do, they drive very carefully around you to the left side and kind of pass you by.
They're very respectful of the cars and their heritage. They love it as much as, you know, as much as you're enjoying it, they're enjoying it.
Yeah, they do. They do love it. And it's so, the website is 500 Touring Club, and it's the number 500, 500.
Yep.
Touring Club, T-O-U-R-I-N-G, club.com.
Correct.
The website's wonderful. If you forget that website, go to TripAdvisor. When you click on things to do in Florence, they're number four?
Four, five, two, three, wherever, you know, it depends on who's reviewed recently.
That's right. And I'm going to have links on howtotouritaly.com to make it even easier to find them. You're not going to have any trouble, because they're such a wonderful organization. So that's something you should do. And the other thing, too, you get some cool pictures on the back that you've managed to put, like I always say this in English, and I know I forget the Italian word, but Damigiana. Yeah, Damigiana.
The Damigiana, what do you call that? A wine,
like a wine jug,
flask, something.
Yeah, it's like a big jug. It's wicker.
Yeah, we have picnic hampers and the Damigiana, the wine thing,
great.
Just to get the vibe, you know.
It is, and it's a great vibe, and it's very cool. And I was kind of nudging Sophie a little bit that she should for sure get some T-shirts and stickers and things made so the Americans can bring them home, because believe me, after you take the tour, you're going to want some things more than just pictures to show off to your friends, because it's that cool. So hopefully she'll do it, but that'll come down the road.
I'll get there.
So with that, everyone, 500 Touring Club, thank you for a wonderful time today.
Thank
this
you
was
for
great.
Coming. It was
and
great.
My pleasure. And we're having a beer at Sophie's terrace just right around the corner from the garage, so she's nearby her business as well. So with that, everybody.
Yeah, so if I'm not there, shout.
Shout real loud. they're right across the street, literally, which is awesome. So with that, everyone, ciao. Remember, 500 Touring Club, drive a Fiat yourself, and have a great time when you're here in Florence. Ciao, everybody.